India. Written and read by Sanjeev Bhaskar.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. Looking for India. Where I grew up, my family home in a West London suburb, was hardly salubrious. My parents' sister and I lived in a small terraced maisonette above a laundrette. No, it wasn't my beautiful laundrette. It was my father's, and it wasn't especially beautiful either. We had no central heating, making do with a couple of gas fires and a paraffin heater to stave off those Arctic winters of the 1960s. A water tank with the capacity of about a pint served our washing and bathing needs, and our windows were the wrong size for that new fad, double glazing. My dad improvised by nailing thick polythene sheets to the inside of the windows to thwart the convectional currents of cold air that would pass through the windows like evil spectres. Our flat had no garden, and my summers were spent staring out of the window at the main road and devouring as many books as my dog-eared library card would allow. To top it all, we were directly under one of the main flight paths into Heathrow Airport, which meant that even casual conversation contained a cliffhanger every few minutes. "You know, Auntie Manju deserves a slap." Up meal for giving Mr. Ram a servicing.